Welcome to Life Uplifted, a podcast for joy-seeking humans who want to feel more energized and empowered in their lives. In this space, you will receive insights, knowledge, and inspiration to guide you to becoming your healthiest and most uplifted self in body, mind, and soul. I'm your host, Lauren Vinasta. I'm also a mother, entrepreneur, clinical nutritionist, chef, writer, and I believe in uplifting others. It's time to reclaim your energy and well-being because you're not here to feel depleted. You're here to live a life uplifted. What comes to your mind when you think of solitude? Does it make you feel lonely just thinking about it? What about silence? Did you hear that? That was empty space. What went on in your mind right there? If there's one thing I would recommend for every person to do on a daily or at least weekly basis, sit alone in complete silence. My solitude and silence has to be super early in the morning before my girl wakes up, or else it's loud all day and definitely no solitude. Moms, you know exactly what I mean. Being alone frees you up from being influenced by anyone around you. Your time is yours and you can use it however you want to. Use this time for personal growth. Use it to listen to your inner voice. And while you're in that space, if you don't know where to begin, you can start by asking yourself these questions. Who am I and what do I value? Am I the person I want to be, or at least on the way to becoming that person? What in my life feels out of alignment with my true self? Am I happy? What does my ideal future look like, and how can I take a step today to get there? Do you enjoy silence? Or does the silence open up thoughts that you're trying to avoid? I've found that when there is unhealed traumas or someone is very codependent, sitting in silence alone can be almost unbearable. But think about it. You are the only person who has been with you 24 hours a day for your entire life. If you can't enjoy your own company with no distractions, then who else can? The amount of input going on in the world today is nuts. With cell phones and social media, your mind is constantly absorbing things that you don't even necessarily want to see or hear. And all that information is being stored in your subconscious. So if you don't have your own beliefs and identity, then you will be a sponge to everything you see in the world. This is, in my opinion, our downfall as humanity right now. Once we stop thinking for ourselves, then it's all over. And quite frankly, I see it happening. Humanity is so easily influenced right now, and I worry for our future because of that. But back to the point. In order to know who you truly are and what you believe and what you want to become, allow your thoughts to come to the surface and unpack what's actually going on in your mind. I've had clients that constantly tell themselves negative things about their body, and they don't even realize it's happening because it's just part of their daily mental chatter, and it's mixed in with everything else, so it often goes unnoticed. Solitude and silence will give yourself the space to not only unpack negative thoughts, but also your core desires as a human being. I remember one time in particular, I was alone, laying on my back on the floor in complete silence, and out of nowhere, I just started bawling my eyes out. I didn't even know why exactly, but it was incredibly healing. And here's the other thing. When you practice being alone in silence, don't have any expectations on yourself. Let thoughts come, or if there's empty space, then that's fine too. The main idea behind this practice is to shut out the noise of the world, of other people, and center yourself. Because when you are stable and centered, everything around you won't shake you like it used to. This is also a great time to do journaling. I mentioned this in previous episodes that journaling is amazing for processing emotions. This is something I have my clients do. We call it brain dumping, or I like to call it word vomit. It's literally just opening up a journal or a Google Doc and writing whatever you're feeling. No judgments, no agenda, just releasing what's floating around in your mind. It's freeing. It feels good to release everything. And the best part is, because it's a private space, you can put your true feelings out there, and that often becomes incredibly healing for my clients because they're able to unpack things they might have buried for a long time. Once you practice solitude and silence in your life, you won't want to be without it. One of my most difficult parts of motherhood so far, along with a global pandemic, is that my alone time took a backseat. I get very irritable if I don't feel like I have alone time. And I'm not talking about alone time to pamper myself or watch Netflix. I'm talking about the solitude and silence time to recenter myself in the quiet with no noise and no one asking me for anything. It's how I recharge so I can show up in my life as I'm meant to. Your solitude and silence can be on a walk outside, driving in your car with no music on, or as you're cooking. I used to meal prep for my clients in complete silence sometimes, so I'd go like 4 hours of no noise, and it was bliss at certain times. Solitude and silence can be a part of your daily routine if you don't have little ones running around or a partner constantly asking for things. And start to pay attention to just how often you try to fill blank space in your days. Scrolling social media, putting on music, watching TV, calling a friend, reading. There's absolutely nothing wrong with those things at all, but if you're constantly taking in information, how are you ever going to allow your intuition to speak? How will you truly know what's meant for you? Let's talk about intuition real quick. I believe God gave us this gift of knowing more than we think we do. If you take the time to listen, I can't even begin to tell you the amount of things I knew were going to happen before they happened because of this. It's actually quite nuts, like major life things. I'm not only talking about visualizing, but have you ever felt that little nudge in your gut about something, ignored it, and then the thing happened and you're like, wow, I should have listened to myself. Yeah, that's intuition. But you can use it on a greater scale. And this happens when you give yourself that solitude and silence so you can finally hear what you need to. If you have a relationship with God, the solitude and silence is how you can connect deeper with Him as well. I could talk about this for hours, but the main point here is to pay attention to the amount of time you give yourself daily or weekly to have that alone time. It's the key to personal growth, and in my opinion, if everyone in the world practices daily, there would be much less hate, reactive people, and I also believe people would start to think for themselves again. What a concept, right? Let me know if you already practice this in your life or if you have questions. You can always reach out to me on Instagram at @totalbodynourishment or on the contact form on my website, www.totalbodynourishment.com. Don't be shy. We're all in this thing called life together. All right, friend, thank you for listening to this week's episode of Life Uplifted. Hop over to the show notes for products and resources mentioned in this episode. Please leave a review, subscribe to the podcast, and share this episode with anyone in your life who would benefit from this information. If you'd like to connect over on Instagram, you can find me at Total Body Nourishment. Until next time, friend, cheers to living a life uplifted.